I'm Guy Bianchi, and this is House of Mimosa, the podcast's holiday spectacular, brought to you by DragQueenMerch.com. For all your House of Mimosa and Buff 'em Beautiful needs, visit DragQueenMerch.com. Also brought to you by Audible. Go to audibletrial.com/HOM podcast for a free 30-day trial membership and a free download of your choice. And finally, our big sponsor tonight, Depends. Depends Holiday Designs, keeping a smile on your face through the holidays, even when you're shitting your pants. And now, for your host of this episode, our holiday spectacular, the gorgeous, beautiful, buxom, one-time J.C. Penney model, Anita M. Buffum, and that other one, Gina Marie Ritone.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ding, tingling, too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you, who? Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, let's go. Let's look at the snow. We're riding in a wonderland of snow. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, it's grand. Just holding your hand. We're riding along with a song from the wintry fairyland. Our cheeks are nice and rosy and funky and cozy will be. We're snuggled up together like two birds of a feather would be. Let's take that road in forest and sing the chorus or two. On it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. There's a birthday party at the home of Farm McGray. It'll be the perfect ending of a perfect day. We'll be singing the songs we love to sing without a single stop at the fireplace while we watch the chestnuts pop. Woo! Pop, pop, pop!
There's a happy feeling nothing in the world can buy. When they pass around the coffee and the pumpkin pie, it'll nearly be like a picture print by Correa and Dive. These wonderful things are the things we remember all through our lives. These wonderful things are the things we remember all through our lives.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, let's go. Let's look at the snow. We're riding in a wonderland of snow. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, it's grand. Just holding your hand. We're gliding along with the song of a wintry fairyland. Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy cozy are we. We're snuggled up together like two birds of a feather would be. Let's take that road before us and sing a chorus or two.
Come on, it's lovely weather.
It's lovely weather.
It's lovely weather.
It's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Welcome, everybody. I'm Anita Buffum. Of course, you know me. I used to model for JCPenney's, and of course, I'm here on the podcast every week and bringing you music and joy and all that stuff.
That's right. And I'm Gina Marie.
And you know, this could be nothing more fabulous this time of year than a beautiful Christmas tree, which this is why I'm so excited we're recording the podcast live from my boudreau, because my whole house, the theme this Christmas is Christmas trees of all different kinds and different decorations. Yeah. And you know, we even have a Chanukah tree and a Kwanzaa tree. And so, you know, all over, everywhere you look, I wish you guys could be here, but every nook and cranny is filled with a Christmas tree.
So many.
Little ones, big ones, you know, huge ones, fake ones, real ones. Christmas trees made out of ribbons and bows, and it's just so freaking gorgeous. You know, I just love this time of year.
Oh, it's a fabulous time of year.
I can't get enough of it. I love it. You know, I shop a lot.
Oh,
during the regular year.
Yeah.
For myself, but I really like to also shop for other people.
Oh.
And myself at the same time. And so I've been doing so much shopping.
Oh, you know, really? Going crazy?
Have you guys been shopping a lot? I've just been going crazy ever since.
Oh my.
Can I say this? Black Friday? Can I say that? Is that all right?
Thank you, guys. Honey. Yeah,
thank
of
you.
Course.
Yeah. Ever since Black Friday, because, you know, I realized, oh, Jesus, we're getting close to Christmas.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And, of course, my second husband, Dr. Mr. Buffum, is a Jew.
Which
nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with it. He knows how I feel about it. Just, you know, don't want on my hands.
True.
But, you know, I also have to shop for Hanukkah, which is like,
it's
hard for me not to call it fake Christmas.
Yeah, it's a different thing.
It's not normal.
Oh.
You know, but that's where the 12 days of Christmas comes from. And so I have to shop for 12 gifts for 12 days for Dr. Mr. Buffum.
That's where the 12 days of Christmas come from?
Yeah, Hannah. Yeah, honey, Hanukkah.
Oh, I didn't know that, honey.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, that's where that comes
from. Oh, that makes
sense. It originated
sense.
Over there.
All right.
It originated over there. And you guys, I wanted to do something very important to me. You know, someone who's been with me for such a long time. You know, really just such an important part of my life and me being able to do my show and perform live and, you know, helps me with anything I need. Is really has always been there for me from day one. Ladies and gentlemen, can we bring out Maria, my housemaid, Maria Consuelo Gonzalez and Anna Machado Lopez, Santa Garcia Vega Smith, who takes out the garbage from my dressing room here?
And I'm Gina Marie. I'm Gina Marie Ricciali. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Well, yeah, they know you.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't say it.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Well, you should have said it, honey. You should have just said it.
Well, yeah.
You should have just freaking said it.
Well, yeah, no, of course. I couldn't
you
get it in
said,
there.
You should have said it.
Of course, yeah, but I couldn't get it in.
And now here we are stopping the show because you didn't say it.
Well, we don't have to stop the show. It's not a big deal.
Aren't Christmas memories nice?
Oh, God, the best.
Never forget waking up Christmas morning, you know, making my mother her Christmas martini.
Oh.
And, you know, of course, my father wouldn't always be there, but the gifts, I mean the gifts, you know, always the tree was always so crammed with gifts.
Everything
you know,
always looks so
which
nice.
Is really what Christmas is about.
Oh,
you know, Christmas is about gifts, people. And if I could just take a moment real quick to get serious here. Christmas is about giving gifts, getting gifts.
Oh.
And it says it right in the Bible, Gina Marie.
Oh, does it say it there?
Honey, are you all right?
Yeah, no, I'm fine, honey.
All right. It says in the Bible there that the three wise guys, when he went to visit the baby Jesus, they brought gifts. They brought Frankenschmentz.
Yeah.
And myrrh. And gold, which who doesn't... I mean, well, now I prefer diamonds, but they also broke gold. Honey, do you need to blow your nose?
No, honey, I'm devastated.
What do you mean you're freaking devastated?
I'm devastated. Christmas is not going to be the same this year.
Okay, honey, well, just give me a second, all
well,
right?
No.
Hold on. And, you know, something else I want to quickly mention is one of my pride and joy, the thing I look forward to every year, is the House of Mimosas Holiday Spectacular on Ice. And this year, we're on our eighth year doing it. It's a Holiday Spectacular on Ice 8, Anita's Soiree. And nothing brings me more joy than performing this show once a year for all my fans. Yet nothing brings me more joy than knowing the joy that I bring to poor people when I'm on stage singing Christmas carols to them. All right. Honey, what is it, your sinuses?
No, honey, I gotta tell you something that happens.
What?
Oh, it's devastational.
What are you talking about?
Remember how I was supposed to get off for the holiday soiree?
I thought you did. I thought you were supposed... Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. Last I knew, you originally couldn't do the soiree.
Yeah, but I wasn't going to be able
And I scheduled it for December 12th anyway.
Yeah.
But then you talked to Luann, and Luann said she was going to cover your shift.
Yeah, she was supposed to cover my shift. And then I had to march myself down to Trisha in HR's office, and she told me that Luann told her, and that George Papadopoulos told her to tell me that I can't have off that day.
Well, you be fine, honey. I can perform without you. You don't have to worry about me. No, don't be upset for me. That's very nice, but I can do the show by myself. I can do it alone, honey.
I couldn't do it on your own. I'm just saying that we always celebrate the holidays together. It's not going to be like old times.
What? I don't understand. I thought Trisha was going to get an off for you.
Oh, God, that Trisha. Oh. I don't even want to talk about it.
All right, well, honey, enough about you. We'll get back we'll figure it out, okay? I got a show to do here.
All right. I don't want it to hinder on anybody's good time.
Oh, God. All right. Well, did you do your Christmas shopping? I know you shop all year. Have you guys all done your Christmas shopping this year? I thought I've been shopping on QVC, HSN. I've been down to Queen Center Mall, which I can't stand because of the clientele over there. But I go out to Roosevelt. Yeah, it's too crowded over there.
It's too crowded, especially at the holiday time. That's why I get all my stuff done early.
Oh, yeah. Well, she likes to shop in July.
Oh, yeah. Christmas in July.
Christmas in July sales.
Of course.
All right. Okay. Now, what kind of things you get for the kids this year?
What
Tina Marie asked for?
Oh, God, honey. If it's not one thing, it's another with them.
Well, God, I know she's been into all the makeup lately and the long...
Have you been to the Sephora's?
Oh, I love Sephora's, honey. I'm down there all the time. I'm the one that took Tina Marie down there and got her interested in it.
Honey, that stuff is expensive.
Sephora?
Yeah. It's just really expensive.
Honey, it's not that expensive.
It's expensive, honey. Expensive. I could barely afford it this year. So what I did is I looked at Sephora to find out all the brands, and I found equal stuff online for real cheap.
Oh, all right.
Shipped all the way from China.
Well, you should have gone to Ulta. That's the Sephora for poor people.
Yeah, honey, but I don't know. I've never been to Ulta's.
All right, well.
I don't know that.
What'd you get? Some nice lipsticks?
An array of different things, honey. I don't know. All the Japanimation peoples are wearing it all now.
You
know, I got her a slew of all this kind of stuff. And, she'll like it. I'm sure she'll like it.
And what about Joey? What'd he ask for?
Oh, God. Well, video games has always been a big deal for him.
He loves video games. Loves it.
It's terrible.
He loves video games.
And if it's not one console-y, it's another console-y that comes out every once in a while.
Oh, yeah, always.
God. So, you know, I had to adapt this year.
Oh.
You know, I can't get him one of those cross boxes there.
Yeah, no.
No, I couldn't afford that. So I just got him remember the old Ataris?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're coming back out now, you know. Apparently they're salvaging them from the wrecks.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, so I got a remodeled Atari set, honey. I'm going to give it to him like it's brand new. Oh, he has no idea.
He'll like that. Well, kids like retro stuff.
Hello?
Now. They call that hipstery.
Oh.
Don't they call that hipstery? Yeah, they like
hipsters.
That stuff. Yeah. Oh. They like that,
I
guess.
Well, it's possible.
Now, what are the big items for Christmas this year?
Oh, my God.
You know, I remember they had the Tickle Me Elmo was a big one.
Oh, remember Tickle Me Elmo?
You couldn't get me a Tickle Me Elmo.
Oh,
couldn't get it.
God.
Of course, I got one. But
Cabbage Patch Dolls were always a huge deal.
Oh, Cabbage Patch, forget us.
Oh, God.
Forget us.
You couldn't get one.
No, you couldn't find one.
Oh, my God. I had to wait outside that KB Toy Store in the middle of the winter.
I'll never forget it.
I almost lost my big toe.
Oh, my God.
Terrible.
Well. Times are different now. Now everything's digital.
No, nobody has to sacrifice anything for their kids.
No one buys CDs no more.
Mm.
Nobody buys CD no more. You know, oh my God, how excited was I for that new Adele CD?
Because
you know me, I like to keep up with what the kids are listening to.
Oh, of course. Well, she's gorgeous.
Yeah, well, they love her.
That voice is spectacular.
Yeah, well, hello. Look at her.
Oh.
And that new Justin Bieber's, he has an album, man.
Mm.
And, you know, here's the thing. I remember when we were young. You remember this?
Yeah.
And CDs and tapes would come in. I remember tapes coming in.
Oh, yeah.
And we'd be so freaking excited. There's a date. We'd be waiting.
Put it on hold for us.
And then you go wait at the store for it. Now no more. Click on a button. They download it on the computers. That's it.
As soon as it becomes available.
I know.
It's crazy.
I know. Well, speaking of music, here's another one of my holiday favorites.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found. For when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around. Oh, Frosty the Snowman was alive as he could be. And the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me.
Frosty, clumsy as he can be, see him open the log. Off he goes on an icicle spree with a happy song.
Oh, Frosty the Snowman knew the sun was hot that day. So he said, let's run and we'll have some fun now before I melt away. Down to the village with a broomstick in his hand, running here and there all around the square, saying, catch me if you can.
He led them down the streets of town right to the traffic cop.
And he only paused a moment when he heard him holler,
stop!
Frosty the Snowman had to hurry on his way. But he waved goodbye saying, don't you cry, I'll be back again someday.
Thumpity thump, thump, thumpity thump, thump.
Look at Frosty go.
Thumpity thump, thump, thumpity thump, thump. Over the hills and snow.
Oh, isn't it nice?
Oh, I love holiday music.
You know, I love the holiday times. You know, it's just a time to relax, have fun. And that's the thing people forget about is, sure, a lot of people get all stressed out. You know, I know it's hard for people that don't have a housemaid like I do, but...
Oh, God,
you know,
sure.
What you have to do is you have to check in with yourself. And remember, this is a happy time. It's a fun
yes.
time.
It has to be a happy
just
time.
Just relax. Just relax. You know, and this is one thing I'd like to talk to you about, because I think maybe you could help my listeners here with their issues, because I know that you live a very normal, how do I say this? Very
stressful life.
Well, yeah, I guess it's a stressful life,
well,
right?
Well, yeah. You know, it's a lot of life's stuff happens to you.
Yeah,
you know,
it's true. Now, I want to talk a little bit about tradition.
Okay.
Right. Now, tradition. Do you have, what are you some traditions that you have with your family? I know your sister Stella has her annual Christmas party.
Which I'm not going to be able to go to because she decided to have it on the same freaking day that Aphrodite's doing their party.
Oh, and on my party, too.
And
that's right.
Your party,
that's
too.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. But didn't she know?
What are you going to do? Oh, well, honey, everybody usually know. Well, you didn't know. I didn't remind you.
Yeah, well,
that,
you didn't remind me.
Exactly,
so it's not my fault.
The annual...
I know that Aphrodite, your work, always has their party on the 12th, but I didn't know that this year it was on the 12th because you didn't tell me.
Because I didn't remind
you.
And I know, it's
how
terrible.
How would I know that?
And I can't believe I
know that.
But my sister Stella knows. She knows. Oh, she knows.
Well, she's very organized.
Yeah, she knows ahead of time.
Mm. So what traditions do you have with your with Joey, with Tina Marie?
Oh, well, honey, you know, we like to do Christmas cookies in advance, you know, especially with my schedule. You got to make sure
don't
you're
you
prepared.
Do the biscotti?
Oh, yeah. You got to do the biscotti, and you got to do all the, you know, S cookies, the butter cookies and sugar cookies.
Yeah, and you use a lot of the anise, right, from your mother, because your mother had the... Your mother, you guys listen to this. You know, the Italian anise cookies.
Yeah, the anise.
Your
made from
mother,
the anise.
Gina Marie's
root.
Mother, mm-hmm. Mrs. D'Angelo, made the best anise cookies around.
My mother's anise were so good.
I mean, your father used to parade your mother's anise around like it was nobody's business.
He did. God.
They would line up.
Yeah.
They would line up. And I'll never forget it because Christmas time was the time. I mean, she would start baking those cookies from the day after Halloween,
and
right through the new year.
And my father would flaunt my mother's cookies all around town. Oh, he loved it.
She couldn't keep up.
I know it.
Yeah.
Poor thing.
Well, what are you going to do?
God, till her back was sore.
Oh, no, forget it. Well, that's probably why she had all the problems in her legs.
Oh, God. Well,
she that woman never stopped.
She never stopped.
That woman never stopped.
Well, now I know where I get it from.
Mm. And, and so you guys do the cookies.
So we do different kinds of cookies. I love doing the cookies, you know. And then, of course, I have to do a lasagna. That's tradition.
Yeah, you have to.
You have to.
You do a lasagna.
I have to do a meat lasagna. Yeah.
And yeah. your lasagna's good.
Oh, yeah, well, I have to do it ahead of time, and I freeze it, and then yeah. I take
that
it
That I'm not so crazy about. But
well,
yeah,
what's wrong with it? Not
well, because, you know, then it gets, you know. But I'd rather have it. I mean, it's still good. It's good.
No,
it's good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still good.
I mean, it's still got to be good. You can't make
it's
a lasagna the
no, no.
same day.
No, no, it's still good.
No,
yeah.
you can't.
It's good.
And then I have an extra one for New Year's Eve.
That's nice.
Yeah.
It's good. Yeah, because you do a couple. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you have to.
Yeah.
You have to do it all at once.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of time.
Yeah. Well, I like to do things like get little things for, like, the mailman.
Oh, yeah.
And,
what do
you
get your mailman? Because I usually just get him a mug filled with candy.
Oh, that's nice.
From the dollar store.
That's nice. Well, I usually give my service workers, like, you know, Bob, my nail guy.
Oh, yeah.
And the girl who does my nails over there, Mei Ling. And the dry cleaners, Ung Gung Ho. Usually, any service worker, my restaurant over there that I go to, my favorite restaurant, IKEA.
Yeah.
My favorite server over there, her. I can't remember her name now, but all people like that are important to me.
Of course.
I usually get them some sort of all inclusive like spa package, like a weekend getaway type deal. Yeah.
All inclusive.
They love
spa
it.
Packages.
Well, I think people that work like that need a good massage.
Well,
a good facial or something like that.
I mean, everybody deserves a good facial and a good
massage.
Well,
it's good for them because they're on their feet all day, walking around, dealing with a lot of people's crap.
Yeah, but yeah, honey, that could be very expensive. I mean, you're outshining everybody else's gifts, you know. Other people can't other people can't afford to do that for their service people.
Well, that's not my problem.
Well, no.
No, I think they deserve a nice gift.
No,
they work hard all year long.
No, of course, and that's nice of you to do for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice.
See, the secretary down at the school, although I don't have any kids, I just thought it'd be nice for her, and then, of course, for the people down at, Aphrodite, where you work, I get, some of that. Luann, I give Luann one of the packages.
You give Luann a gift?
Yeah, I give George Papadopoulos, his wife, your boss, give his wife a package. I do a couple's package for them.
Oh, I didn't never knew you gave gifts to them. I mean,
well, of course, honey.
Yeah, but
you're
I never
a staple
got...
in the community, honey. I'm down there all the time.
Yeah, but I never got a gift from you for Aphrodite and a spa
well,
package
honey,
or anything.
You're my friend, honey. You're my friend. You're my friend.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess that wouldn't be right.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
No.
It's different that way.
Yeah,
it's
no,
different.
No. Well, but I really did love that whole box of Forever Rocher chocolates.
Well,
you
love
me.
Those.
I know.
Rocher.
Well, yeah.
Forever Rocher. Yeah, you love.
Yeah,
Ferrero Rocher. Yeah, you love those.
Yeah, I don't like
because
that.
Because you love them, so I always
the gold
get
ones.
Yeah, I always
oh,
get
I love them.
And
yeah.
the Toblerone. Yeah, you love that.
Oh, God. Well,
so
that breaks my denture.
Yeah. Well,
yeah,
that
yeah.
was a problem.
Ooh.
It was a problem.
Well, that was a
so
problem.
Those are the traditions I like. You know, because like I said, Christmas is about getting gifts.
Of course.
So I like to participate in that. And
I mean, honey, that's not the only tradition. I mean, the tradition of, celebrating the baby Jesus' birth is really the reason that we celebrate
well,
Christmas.
Well, here's something I don't understand that I want to ask you about.
Yeah.
And maybe my listeners can help me with this here.
Okay.
So, this is where I get a little confused on everything, because baby Jesus was born on Christmas Day.
Yeah, in
December
the
25th.
Mm-hmm.
Now, listen, I don't read the Bible, because Father Murphy Brown, we're not supposed to. We're Italian Catholic.
We're
not supposed to read the Bible. He tells us everything in there.
No, we leave our bills in there just for prayer, but no.
Yeah, so, Father Murphy Brown says, that baby Jesus was born on December 21st. 25th, yeah. And that's factual.
Oh,
that's factual.
Actually.
That's accurate.
Yeah, that's actually factual.
Yeah, that's historical.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
So, okay. And then, so bear with me now. Okay, so this is just, and I don't know if this is something that has to do with the King James Version or the Mayan calendar.
Mm-hmm.
But he died when he was 33, right?
Yeah, he did, actually.
And that's factual.
That's actually factual.
Because I watched that on the...
On the Roma Downey's biblical story there.
Yeah, Roma Downey did the thing, and
yeah,
I watched that.
Of course.
I had it on DVD.
Oh, well, hello, that was at Easter times.
Well, so this is what I'm getting to.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So that's December 25th.
Uh-huh.
December.
Yeah.
Okay. And then he died and came back on Easter.
Yeah.
Okay, now follow me.
All right.
Okay, stay with me.
I'm coming along with you.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's December to January.
Mm-hmm.
January to February.
Okay.
And March to April.
You forgot February.
So he only he only lived 3 months.
Well.
So what I don't understand.
Well, maybe another one thrown in there, but.
Well, here's the thing with me. Here.
Yeah, yeah.
Stay with me. I'm not good at geography and nothing. Listen. How could he be 33,
mm-hmm.
but only be alive for 3 months? This is what I don't understand.
Well, this is what the Bible is.
And this is what makes
you know,
me not really understand the whole Kim Davis thing. It makes me question.
Well,
that whole, you know,
well,
not,
all these
I don't
people
know
that are very religious, you know, I mean, we're not supposed to question. We're just supposed to take it all in.
Well, I know. We're supposed to have faith.
So he's 3 months
faith.
Old. What, you know,
having faith.
What's called, he going to do?
Yeah, it's called having faith. You have
exactly.
faith.
You have faith, faith to know that.
You don't question.
Exactly.
And I understand that. Oh, God, am I a sinner for questioning?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't question in front of Father Mr. Brown, but.
You think I'm okay here because I'm amongst friends.
Yeah, amongst
okay,
friends.
Right.
We're just talking and chatting. And
well, if
the
anybody
breeze.
Has the answer to this, I'd love to know it.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's crazy to me.
All right, so he could have been 3 months old.
Well, what's Mary Magdalene doing with a three-month-old? See, that's why I don't understand. Is there where pedophilia comes from?
I don't... Oh!
Is pedophilia a biblical term?
I don't know, honey. I mean, she was stoned.
Is, why is it not part of the Ten Commandments? But being gay is.
Who knows?
That's why I don't understand.
See, I don't get all this rigmarole.
See, that's the whole thing I don't understand.
And, you know, they don't go in a sequentials order when you go to, you know... The stories there live at church.
No, they don't. They go
no,
all out of order.
They go all out of order. Have no idea what's happening.
That's just confusing.
Exactly.
See, so I'm starting to wonder now. It's got me all up in a tizzy.
Oh, they're like cherry picking things. I have no idea what
this
they're
is what
coming
I don't
up
understand.
With.
Mm. All right, this is too much for me. Let me play another Christmas song.
All right.
Let me play another Christmas song, guys. We'll be back. I need to take a minute.
Oh, we just stick to Santa Claus.
Long time, and it's played while you cross my mind. I can't.
because it's Christmas.
I know, honey. Best time of the year.
Welcome back to the House of Mimosa Holiday Spectacular Podcast episode. Of course, I'm your host, Anita Buffum.
Yeah.
And I'm joined by one of my great, great loves, my puppy, Lana, here.
Oh, dear, Lana's
here. She's here in the studio with us. She's so cute, my little chihuahua. one of the two I have.
Adorable.
She's
she
so freaking cute.
Look
at her. So gorgeous.
So cute.
She's a little special. But that's
she
looks okay.
A little.
She's a little, you know.
Well, something.
She's on the spectrum. She's on the spectrum.
Well, look at Joey. He was on the
spectrum.
Well,
your son Joey was on the spectrum too.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Right. Well, come to find out, he was just gay.
Yeah, that's all it was.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we did a call for submissions. Kinda.
Well,
what would you call this?
Shout outs and little letters of the Christmas holiday spirit.
Yeah, we asked you, our fans, to send us some holiday cheer by either sending us a letter or calling in to our hotline, which you can do at any time. You can call our hotline and leave a message. All you have to do is call 315-600-8728. 315-600-8728. You can call us there anytime and leave us a message, and we'll get it, thanks to Google Voice.
Geez, so high-tech.
I know, very high-tech.
Look at
very,
this.
Very high-tech. Well, our first letter comes from our good friend, Kevin.
Oh, Kevin.
Now, let's see here. Let me read. Let me pull it up here. Hold on.
All right, where is it?
All right, here.
God, I'm hanging navigator on this thing.
I know.
Look at you.
Okay. Dear Anita and Gina Marie, I'm a 28-year-old single man from Baltimore, Maryland, who's been on my own since the age of 22. So, okay, so he's 28, 22, so it's 22.
What does he mean on his own, though?
Single, single.
Oh, single.
Yeah, so.
Oh, he's never 22. Had anybody.
No, from the since 22.
Okay.
Okay, so 22 to 28, that's two, carry minus two, minus.
It's been
so
quite
a
some
couple
time.
Years.
It's
yeah,
been
couple
a couple of years.
Okay.
Yeah.
He says, this house can be very lonely and cold, especially around the holiday season.
Oh.
Instead of stuffing my bird and cooking it at 400 degrees this year, I thought maybe we could both sit at the dinner table together and drown ourselves with Franzia and sweet potato pie. Is this a bad idea? What do you suggest a single guy do to not feel so lonely around the holidays? P.S. Tell Joey or Xander to write me back. Maybe even Maria's grandson?
Maria's grandson?
Oh, I don't think she has one.
No, honey.
No.
I don't think she's got any family.
No. Well, not around here anyways.
Well, no. Of course not. No. Well, honey, I don't think that sounds bad. I mean, you don't have to do traditional Thanksgivings like you used to do.
No, you don't. That's the whole thing. You don't have to do. You could do whatever you want to do.
Hello.
That's the whole thing.
Whatever makes you feel good.
That's the whole thing.
Yeah. Well, and Franzia sounds fantastic.
We get Franzia during the holidays, and you can even warm it up. They have like a recipe, honey. You can do like hot mulled wine.
Oh.
So you just empty the box of Franzia into a saucepan.
Okay.
Or a big, like, you know, pan.
A pasta.
A pan.
Pot.
Yeah, a pot.
Yeah.
And you just throw there some spices. You can go down to, what is the grocery store for poor people called? Trader Joe's.
Oh.
Go to Trader Joe's. They even have a kit you can get that has the spices and the stuff in there. You put it in there and you'll love it.
What kind of spices are in there?
Cloves.
Oh.
And like allspice or something maybe.
Okay. Like
stuff like that. Christmassy type.
Oh, you know, festive
things.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
Like potpourris.
Yeah, it's like potpourri for your mouth.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah. Speaking of potpourri, you know, I've been doing all my shopping on QVC and HSN this year. Getting some fun things for everybody. And you know what they were selling?
What's that?
Which I was thinking about getting for your house.
Oh.
Is this product called Poo-Pourri. Now, you guys heard of this Poo-Pourri?
Poo-Pourri.
It's kind of old news, but do you know about this?
Yeah, I know. I know about Poo-Pourri.
No. This is called Poo-Pourri.
Poo-Pourri.
Poo-Pourri. It's
like
a spray, honey.
Oh, okay. Well,
okay.
You tell me what
now,
it is.
Let me tell you about this. You can get this on QVC. They're selling it in a pack of like 4 or 5 different scents, okay? Now, what you do, you go to the bathroom, okay? And when you have to, you know, what do they say? What's the PC term? Drop a deuce?
Dropping the Cosby kids off? I don't know, honey.
Yeah, dropping the Cosby kids off at the pool.
That's what you used to say. That's what you used to say.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, and I wanted to keep it
secret.
PC. Well, no, because when we used to, you know, go to auditions together or something, because you used to always come with me to auditions, I'd be embarrassed. But you can't, you know, I get nervous, I have to poo.
But, well, I know, honey.
And I was going to tell you in front of all everybody else. No, so and I would just say, Gina Marie, I'm going to drop the Cosby kids off at the pool.
That's it.
And that way no one had any idea what I was talking
about. Oh, God, the best.
Yeah.
Oh, God. So, we had the most fun on those little times.
Didn't we have
a good
time?
Oh, yeah.
So let me tell you about this. Okay. So it's a spray.
Yeah.
And you go to the bathroom.
Okay, so I'm using a spray in my bathroom.
Yeah. But what you do is you open the toilet.
Okay.
Okay. And you spray a few spritz of this scented stuff on the water.
After I go?
No, no.
Oh.
This is before. This is step one.
So this is not like Febreze.
No, listen to me.
Oh, okay.
Okay, follow along here.
All right,
okay.
I am.
You open the toilet.
All right, I gotta open the toilet.
You pick your scent. You pick which one you want. God. You spritz it on the toilet water. Okay?
Yeah.
It creates a film.
Oh.
A film over the water.
Well,
okay?
Sometimes my house already has that film, honey. You know, sometimes
yeah, but this
you
smells
can't get
good,
to
though.
It.
This smells good,
yeah.
though. This
oh,
has
right.
a nice smell.
Okay.
And then you do your business.
Yeah.
And this film, it's like an oil film. What happens is your, how can I say this? Your shit
yeah. oh.
drops through the earl.
Okay.
Okay. And it stays underneath it.
Oh.
So no one smells nothing.
What?
Nobody smells nothing. It smells like beautiful. It's
Jesus.
Not like at your house where you take a dump and you Febreze the air and it smells
well,
like shit and flowers at the same time.
Well,
you have that problem.
Yeah,
you think it covers everything. It doesn't.
Well, you know, sometimes I go in there 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times a day, you know, with
well,
me and my
have,
issues.
Yeah, you have
know.
IBS.
Well, you know.
I never met nobody that had explosive diarrhea and was constipated at the same time.
Well, honey, it's, you know, it's like one thing or another. You know, it depends on how the wind is blowing.
Yeah,
you
that's
know?
True.
But, honey, I mean, you have to do all this before you even go to do it?
It's a few spritz and that's it.
Honey, sometimes I can't even make it to the toilet in time.
Well, that's true. You've had a problem.
Well, yeah.
You've
Who's
going to
spritz
problem?
Before they can even sit down?
It's true.
Jesus.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. But I love an innovative gift like this.
Well, that is really fabulous.
What innovative gifts are you guys getting? I'd love to hear if you're thinking about getting something innovative for a friend or family member. I love a nice, unusual, innovative gift.
Well, this is good. Now, where do they sell that? Can I get that
well,
down at the Duane Reedy?
This
or?
Was on QVC or HSN. They were selling you got like 4 or 5 different scents. And packaged all together. I think they had it on FlexPay or something.
Oh.
And then you can give, you know, you break the package up. Give one to one friend, one to another. Keep one in your pocketbook.
Well, that's good because that keeps it affordable.
Right. Or Antonella was saying that you can put one in each bathroom of your house. Yeah.
Have a different scent in every home.
That's it.
Area.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, no, it would just be in your bathroom. So I would put one in my downstairs bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
I'd put one in the East Wing bathroom. I'd put one in my ensuite.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I'd put one in the guest bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I have an extra for backup.
And I could put one in my closet.
Well, you don't have a toilet there, honey.
Well, honey, sometimes when Tina Marie or Joey are in the bathroom, honey, nothing works better than a Stop and Shop bag right in my closet.
Thank you. and I'm 6 years old. My favorite thing about the holidays is I get my favorite toys, and I celebrate Jesus' birthday that day. So he needs and Tina, happy holidays.
Hi, guys. This is Travis.
And this is Steven.
From House of Mimosa, the podcast. And are you busy shopping for your loved ones during this holiday season?
Who isn't? The best time of the year.
Best time of the year, and it's all about gift giving. And what better place to get your gifts than at dragqueenmerch.com? You can go to dragqueenmerch.com for House of Mimosa and Anita Buffa merchandise. For the House of Mimosa lover in your family.
And you can choose from many different styles.
That's right, from our House of Mimosa logo shirt in plenty of different colors, and our Anita Buffum line of t-shirts, including the contortionist shirt and the contour highlight blend shirt for the cosmetic fiend in your life. Go on over to dragqueenmerch.com now, or you can shop at our store at housemimosa.com. There's also bags and phone cases and iPad cases. So go check that out now at housemimosa.com. Happy holidays, guys.
Bye.
Now, do you have a favorite Christmas movie?
Oh, of course, honey. God, the holidays are all about the movies.
Yeah, I love Christmas movies.
Oh, God. Oh, God, so many favorites.
I love National Lampoon's Christmas is a classic.
Well, that's so funny. Oh, I can't.
With Chevron Chase.
Oh, he's great. Oh, God,
yeah.
So funny.
Well, and what's her name? So gorgeous.
Oh, God. Oh, Beverly D'Angelo.
Beverly D'Angelo.
Oh,
is
God.
Is she from the story of D'Angelo's?
Oh, no, I doubt it.
Well, because your family, your
well,
main
mine
name
is D'Angelo.
D'Angelo.
Yeah, no, she's not.
But
part
I know
of my
that
family.
There was more than one D'Angelo family in Astoria.
Well, there's
the
quite
day.
A few. There's quite a few D'Angelos.
Yeah,
yeah,
there's
yeah,
a lot of D'Angelos.
Yeah. Oh, she's D'Angelo. Oh, I thought she was D'Angelus.
No, she's D'Angelo. No, she's Beverly D'Angelo.
Oh, jeez, look at that. Yeah. Who knew?
Yeah,
after
who knew?
All these
you think
years,
she's Sicilian too.
Well, honey, I don't know. Now I have to go look up on the Ancestry.com.
You should ask Antoinette Benedetto.
All right.
Because she would know.
Okay.
Because she loves her.
Oh, God. Well, I
always
find
thought
out.
She had a funny mouth, though.
Who? Beverly D'Angelis?
Yeah, with the teeth. Oh. You know what someone's teeth look like to be filed down all to one level?
No.
Yeah, she looks real funny
to me. The chompers?
In the mouth. She looks funny.
Oh, that's strange.
Maybe that's why they cast her. I don't know.
Well, whatever.
What are you going to do?
She was in a great Christmas movie.
It's true.
She was in a great Christmas
movie. And I love
the
Christmas story.
Oh, Christmas story.
I will have TBS. Is it on TBS now?
Oh, yeah. I think they do
marathons. It was TNT.
Marathons they do.
Some channel does the marathon of the Christmas story. I love that.
But
I have it on repeat.
My favorite, honey, God, is the It's a Wonderful Life. Oh, I love that one. Oh, God. It really makes... It's so close to my heart.
Well, that rings close to home for you because of, you know, your... Not being able to hear out of the one ear.
Well, yeah. Well, that happened when I was very young. Yeah, falling in the ice there.
But, well, it was the same, but
yeah,
different.
Same, but different. Yeah,
you
because
did,
I
well,
had,
well, oh, God,
had some
I
issues gonna, back then.
I love it because we were ice skating, and it couldn't support your weight.
Well, I
yeah.
Well, my mommy used to like to bundle me up terribly.
And it used, the whole thing started cracking up from underneath us.
God.
And Jean Marie went right in, right out. Well, of course we got her out. She was fine.
Oh, yeah.
But she
fine.
Went home crying to her father.
Oh,
and
God.
Her father was so furious.
Oh,
I'm
so furious.
Angry. So angry.
At me.
Oh, my God. He was so mad at her for getting in, hurting herself that he beat the hell out of her.
Well, that's what people did back then, you know.
Popped her eardrum, and now she's getting around the one ear.
Yeah, but, you know, that's when kids took a licking, you know.
You know.
Now,
you won't even ice skate in a rink.
Well, no, I can't. No, please, I'm petrified to go on
fear.
The ice.
Too much fear.
No, I couldn't.
No, yeah.
Oh, and you know what another good movie is, too, honey, is The Miracles on 34th Street.
I can't stand it.
What?
Sinterkars Kapunski. I can't stand it. I can't.
What are you talking about?
So horrible, that movie.
What are you talking about?
Boring.
Santa Claus Kapunski. What are you talking about?
It's a scene with a girl going to see Santa Claus.
Oh,
remember, she sits on the lap. She's from some other country or
something. Oh, I always thought she was just talking gibberish.
No,
I thought she might have been on the spectrum.
Speaking of not being able to hear one ear, I always thought that girl was deaf.
Okay.
But no, she's from a different country.
Oh, well,
and
there
she's
you go.
Sinterklaas Kapunski or something like that. I
don't
know. It's
well,
too boring,
I love
that
movie. Oh,
Natalie Wood, too boring for me. She was born in... Oh, bless you.
Oh, thank you, honey.
You all right?
Yeah, just... I get trying the, you know...
Do,
oh!
Trying to do my show here.
Yeah, no, I'm
what,
sorry.
Are you catching the shivers?
Well, no, I get a little...
You catch
your
chills.
I think
get.
I might be allergic to all the scents that
yeah,
are going
well, it's,
off.
It's from all my different Christmas trees on set.
Oh, yeah.
Here in my boudoir, we have all the different... oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
We've set up all these different Christmas trees this year.
Yeah, oh, God.
All right.
Yeah. No.
You okay. Get
yeah. No. I'm all right. I'm good. Yeah. Mm. Okay. Yeah. I think it's passed. Yeah. Mm.
All right. Yeah. No. Natalie Wood, too, born. She was born in West Side Story. She
what
was
are you
born,
talking about? She was in Gypsy. She played Gypsy Rose Lee.
She was such a bore. They threw her off the ship.
Oh well.
You know, I never trusted Christopher Walken. Never.
Well,
you won't
honey.
Find me in a boat with him.
Well, that's
never.
True. And that look. Oh, he scared the bejesus out of me.
Well, then after him and Peter Pan, forget it.
Oh, that was horrible.
Oh, speaking
I thought he died.
Speaking of Christmas movies, they're doing The Wiz live.
Did you see that?
Now, for those who don't know, The Wiz is The Wizard of Oz for...
Afro-Americans.
Afro...
Yeah.
Afro-Americans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's all retold in a very
in a
sassy, fine, fun kind of way.
Yeah, it's kind of told in jive talk.
Oh, yeah.
Remember Diana Ross's Dorothy?
Was
her name Dorothy in the Wizard? Is it Dorothy in the Wizard?
Yeah,
is it like Doe or something?
No, it's Dorothy, honey. It's Dorothy.
Yeah.
You know, they got Dorothy. They got, you know,
well,
all,
the movie,
they got all the regular characters, but then they've added some fun other characters.
Well,
in
they're very colorful.
Very colorful other characters.
Yes.
So much fun.
But,
Anna Pearl, you know, that one.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, you know.
Nick, gotta be honest, I never liked
The Wiz?
Ross.
Well,
I never liked The Wiz. It was not for me. It wasn't for me.
No, no, you
The
don't.
Wiz isn't for
no,
me.
You liked
I could barely
Garland.
Understand
you
a word.
You liked Judy Garland.
I could barely
you know,
understand
who
a
doesn't
word.
Like the Judy Garland one
I never liked Diana Ross as Dorothy.
You never listened to the song Home? Oh, God, honey, the song Home
well,
makes me cry.
You know, some people can deal with colorblind casting. For me, it's difficult.
Oh, well?
You know, it's hard for me.
Well, it depends on the show, honey. You know, everybody is liable to have a part.
You're watching this new program, Supergirl.
Oh, yeah.
Well, talk about colorblind casting. They got Jimmy Olsen in the show. You know Jimmy Olsen.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the
and
photographer.
And he's Afro-American. Totally threw me for a loop.
Get out of here.
Threw me for a frickin' loop.
Well, honey.
I could barely sleep that night.
Why not?
It just couldn't. Oh, threw me God. For a loop.
Well, you know,
that's
hey,
all.
Now is the time. Please, everybody's getting parts thrown at them.
Yeah,
no matter
true.
What race.
It's true.
You know, it all started I mean, with that, with the Cinderellas.
No, actually, no, you know when it started?
When?
227.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And that led to Sanford's and Sons,
mm-hmm.
which led to Bill Cosby's.
Which led to everything
A Different
else.
World.
Oh, well, that was, yeah,
you
no.
know. God, I love those shows. I mean, that's when shows were classic.
Well, no, they Marissa Tomei started on there.
Well, that's true. That
yeah,
was their,
they did
well,
have
that
a
actually
group.
Is when they really started doing the whole everyone can all be together.
Yeah, everybody's
and
a part of
I'm
everything.
All for that. I'm
oh, yeah.
very open-minded.
Oh, well, of course,
yeah,
honey.
That's
you're,
right.
Please, you're the most open-minded person I know.
It's true.
Yeah.
Well, look at this. We got another message. Another holiday message of joy and cheer.
I love that.
I love you guys for sending these in. Now, why don't you take a listen to this, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Hey, Anita and Gina Marie, it's Jason. Jason Lawrence, not little Jason, that of the CVS. I know Gina Marie sometimes gets us confused. Anyway, I remember what I was going to tell you. Remember the other day when we were talking about our favorite holidays and why we love them? And, like, Anita was going on and on about Columbus Day because she loves Ohio so much. And I got so wrapped up in her story about her timeshare there that I forgot to tell you about mine, which is Christmas. And why I love it so much is because of all the anticipation leading up to it. Like when I was a kid, they used to deliver, like, this giant 40-pound catalog from the department stores, and I would spend, like, months obsessing over what I wanted and circling it with, like, black marker, and then my sister would get mad at me, and she'd, like, rip out my pages, and we'd fight, and then, like, our parents would tell us that Santa hated us, but the point is, the anticipation was amazing, and I love that about Christmas. But I think we've lost something with all this online shopping. So anyway, we can talk about it later, but I love you guys. P.S. Gina Marie, you left your panties on my fire escape. I miss you.
You must never do a tango with an Eskimo. No, no, no. Oh, dear, no. When a lady from Nebraska's at a party in Alaska, she must never do a tango with an Eskimo. You can do it with a Latin from Manila to Manhattan. You can do it with a gaucho in Brazil. But if once those Eskimos start to wiggle with their toeses, you can bet your life you're gonna get a chill. Brr, you can never do a tango with an Eskimo. No, no, no. Oh, dear, no. If you do, you'll get the breeze up and you'll end up with a freeze up. You must never do a tango with an Eskimo. No, 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 no. An Eskimo. No, no, no. Oh, dear, no. When a lady from Nebraska's at a party in Alaska, she must never do a tango with an Eskimo. You can do it with a sailor from Peru to Venezuela. You can do it with Apaches in Paris. But if once an Eskimosy starts to cuddle up so cozy, you'll find your passion cooling, yes siree. Brr, you can never do a tango with an Eskimo. No, no, no. Oh, dear, no. If you do, you'll get the breeze up and you'll end up with a freeze up. You must never do a tango with an Eskimo. No, 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 oh, no, 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 no. Never do a tango with an Eskimo. No, no, no.
Oh, God, this is so much fun. Isn't this such a good time?
Such a good time.
I'm just having the most wonderful time here celebrating the holidays. Well,
oh, it's so nice. You know,
right? You're so sniffly.
I know. Something is actually, like, closing my throat a little bit.
I wonder what it could be.
I don't know, honey. I'm getting very allergic to something in the room.
Do you think it's one of my many Christmas trees?
I mean, it's possible. I mean, are some of these real?
Oh, yeah, most of them are real. You know, we've decorated the theme this year for my decor, which I said earlier, is Christmas trees. I have over 250 Christmas trees
250?
In and around my house.
Jesus Christ.
All different kinds.
It's a lot of Christmas
trees. Oh, yeah. We got loose pine. We've got big spruce.
Oh, that might do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You might have something.
I might. Something's loose.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you guys, this has been such a good time, and I have a treat for you before we go. Honey, I thought they told you to silence your phone.
Oh, God, honey, I'm so
silence
sorry.
Silence your
think
phone,
that
honey.
Might be
it's
me,
rude.
Actually. Oh, God.
Jesus, it's rude.
It's Luann.
Luann?
Yeah, honey.
What could she be calling me?
I don't know. Maybe it's about December 12th.
Oh.
Hello?
Oh, all right, we'll just wait. We'll just wait. All right, we'll just wait.
Hi, Luann, what's going on? Oh, God, honey, I can barely hear you over. What? Oh, you didn't... No, I submitted all that paperwork, yeah. What? What do you mean it didn't go through? No, of course I did it. Of course. I mean, I do it all the time. And, you know, George has me put in, you know, the Christmas bonuses every year. Of course I did it. What are you trying to say, Luann? Did I screw everybody out of getting the Christmas bonuses this year? No, I mean, it's devastation. No, I'm sorry. It's not my fault. I mean, I did everything. I saved it. I pressed send, and you know, who knew? I carry the one. I moved it over. You know, the decimal point. You know, who knew? Who knew that one little measly decimal point would affect everybody? Well, yeah, no, I no. Well, this is horrible. I mean, this is really horrible. I mean, how we're gonna. No, of course. I know you have bills. You have Christmas coming up. I got Christmas coming up. I mean, I was waiting for that check. You know, this check was going to be my whole Christmas. Yeah, I haven't even started decorations yet. And I have all my stuff on layaway. All right, well, you come down. You know, I'm sure George will come through, but, you know, it will take a couple of weeks. You know, maybe in the new year we could all get, you know, the bonus then. Yeah, I know. I know. All right, well, thanks for calling, honey. All right, you take care of yourself and I'll see you. All right, be careful. Yeah, well, don't ride alone. All right, I'll talk to you soon. All right, honey, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, it's my fault. Bye-bye. All right, careful.
So what'd she say?
Well,
was it good news?
No, honey, it was not good news. It was terrible news.
What do you mean terrible news?
Well, it's awful. Aphrodite, something happened with my paperwork.
Yeah, I heard something.
That I submitted, and everybody's not going to get the Christmas bonus this year.
Because of you?
Well, yeah, I guess it really is my fault in the end, but, you know, it's not just me. I mean, there's a lot of other stuff that happens, and, you know, things just, I don't know. Yes, honey, it's all my fault. It's my fault. Everybody's not going to get a Christmas bonus, and it's all my fault.
Well, back to my show. Now, guys, before we go, I prepared a little something special for you just for the Christmas holiday.
Honey, I can't even do this anymore. How am I supposed to go on with creating a nice holiday experience for all these people out there when I'm devastated?
I don't know, honey.
Oh, God.
Why don't you take a deep breath?
Well, honey, I was supposed to use that money to decorate the house and get nice ornaments and gifts and a tree. Oh, God, now my family ain't gonna even have a goddamn tree.
What about the fake one?
Oh, honey, God. When I checked it in July, honey, it was infested with rats. Oh, God. Just my luck. I got it.
What?
Honey, you got all these beautiful trees.
Aren't they freaking gorgeous?
Gorgeous.
So beautiful.
I mean, I'm allergic to a few of them.
All different sizes, different kinds, different sizes, made of different materials,
well, yeah.
Real. Crafted.
Well, why don't,
from all over the world.
Why don't you just lend me one of your trees and I could bring it home and put it up in my place?
You mean take one of my hand-selected trees that have been carefully put out and displayed in such a way to create a whole entire picture? Just take one away.
Well, no, just one.
Because you made a mistake.
Well, maybe like, you know, the one in the corner made out of the ribbons instead of the real tree. You know, just to, you know, any kind of tree.
This ribbons one?
I mean, any tree. I don't care which one. I mean, as long as there's a tree that I can bring home and set up for Tina Marie and Joey and the kids. And,
like
and
the final piece of Jenga taken out that makes the thing fall over. You want me to just take one of my trees away?
Well, no, I mean, I wouldn't want you to ruin your whole display. I mean, it's not...
You understand how that would look if I just took one of the... I have over 250 trees, and I take one away, and it throws the whole scheme off.
No, of course.
You understand.
Yeah, it could throw the whole thing, like Jenga. Pop, you know, that's it.
Well, I know what'll make you feel better. I prepared a little something special just for the holidays.
Oh, you did?
Take a listen to this.
'Twas the night before Christmas, as reworked and read by Anita M. Buffum.
'Twas the night before Christmas at the Ritali house. Not a creature was stirring except for that mouse. Jeannie Marie's stockings had runs, but her kids didn't care. They had hopes that Santa Claus soon would be there. Joey and Tina Marie were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of cannolis danced in their heads. Gina Marie in her kerchief and her husband Frankie in his cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, Gina Marie stumbled out of bed to see what the hell was the matter. Away to the window she flew like a flash, tore open her mini blinds and threw off her sash. The moon on her breast and the new fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below. When what to her wandering eye should appear? But a Lincoln Town car with an Italian flag in the rear. With a little old driver so lively and quick, Gina Marie knew in that moment it's Nine Finger Nick. More rapid than eagles, his gang members came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Tony, now Vito, now Vinny Gumbats, on Ronnie, on Sale, on Sammy Big Shots, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. So up to the housetop, Nine-Finger Nicky he flew, with one single gift Gina Marie excitedly knew. And then, in a twinkling, she heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As she drew in her head and was turning around, down the chimney her Nicky he came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his toes, purchased from Steinway, where he gets all his clothes. A bundle of joy stuffed into his pack, she knew he was smuggling with that huge sack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. She knew he'd been drinking, anisette was his norm. The slur of his words, he was in rare form. The stump of a finger at the end of his hand, nicknamed the Shocker. Oh my, how grand. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. It was chubby and plump, his little old elf. Jeanie Marie giggled when she saw it, in spite of herself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave her to know she had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word but went straight to his work, ripped open her stockings, then turned with a jerk. And laying his finger aside of her nose, their annual fun had come to a close. He sprang to his town car, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew into town like a missile. She laid there ashamed as he drove out of sight. Happy Christmas to all. And to all, a good night.
Well, you guys, I hope you've enjoyed this episode, this holiday.
Honey, what are you doing?
What?
You just told that story to all these people.
Yeah, all my fans.
Yeah, honey, I told you that story in the strictest of confidence, and now everybody's going to know about it.
What? Honey, you didn't tell me not to tell.
Well, of course. I mean, there's a confidential story. I can't believe you're going to do this to me. Christmas!
If you didn't want me to tell anybody, you should have told me it was a secret.
Oh, you know what? I'm done! I'm out of here! Oh, and you know what? I'm gonna take this tree with me!
Oh.
I'm taking it so that my family can have a Christmas holiday, alright? I'm taking it! I'll talk to you later!
Oh my god! Well, careful! With that tree! Honey, you had to take the 12-foot one? Oh my god! Well, poor people, who can understand them? Well, I hope you've enjoyed this holiday episode of House of Mimosa, the podcast. We thank you so much for listening and supporting us at our live shows and sharing our videos from our YouTube's videos. It means so much to us, really, and we love the feedback we get on all our social networks. Thank you guys so much for all you've given us here at the House of Mimosa. Happy holidays to you and your family, and Happy New Year.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow, find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa is on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase: to kid someone till 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways,